It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
On the Pig 103.9985, mypigradio.com. It's the morning show with John, Anna, and friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Three locations, one at Highway 71 North in Ashdown in Little River County, one out in Wake Village on Highway 67 West or West 7th Street, and of course the one on Arkansas Boulevard, in Texas County, Arkansas. And our guest, our friend from the community today, is Brittany from the Riverview Behavioral Health and the Jason Foundation. And Brittany's been in here before with us. Yes. We're glad to have you back on the program this morning. What are you specifically here to talk about today?
Well, this is Suicide Awareness Month, right?
Yes, it is.
And with suicide, everything's lining up that there was probably a mental illness or a drug abuse issue prior to, correct?
Yes. Yeah, it's kind of like the chicken and the egg thing I was saying earlier. You know, which came first? It's case-by-case basis. It just depends.
Right.
But yes, there is a huge comorbidity there. Usually where we see one, we very often see the other. One caused the other, or they just kind of came together.
Not a good combination. We don't want that. I want you to showcase Riverview and the hope that's out there for anyone dealing with this issue personally or with their family, what Riverview can offer.
First of all, you know, 1 in 3 households are affected by addictions. Like I said last time I was here, you know, we lose 130 kids, just ages 10 through 24, every week to suicide. So it's very prevalent out there. The hardest thing sometimes is admitting we need help with mental illness, with substance use disorder. Sometimes that's the hardest thing, is just admitting it.
The strongest thing they'll ever do in their whole life.
Strongest, absolutely. And the next time, sometimes it's hard to find, where do we go from there after I admitted I needed help? Like, now what? Like, that was hard and that felt weird.
Yeah.
Now what do I do?
Right.
Well, Riverview has different units. We have a substance use disorder unit, which is a detox unit where we assist people who are going through those dual diagnoses, that substance use and that mental illness. We help them get through both of them and then set them up on a path at discharge that hopefully leads them to sobriety, toward, you know, a healthy life. We also have inpatient, which is, you know, you come in, it's short-term inpatient, to where you see a therapist, a psychiatrist, multiple group therapy through the day, every day you're there. We have outpatient, which is an intensive outpatient program. It's not like your normal outpatient where you just come once a week or, you know, once every 2 weeks. It's an intensive outpatient program where you come multiple times and you see your psychiatrist, you see the doctor, you see your therapist. Kind of helps offer something for people who still need to work, still need to go to school, still have responsibilities and can't get to that inpatient, or don't quite need that inpatient yet.
Right. Or the inpatient freaks them out so bad they don't even want to address it.
100%.
So outpatient gives you that key to the unlocking that door.
Yes, it's another resource we can offer that kind of helps them get there without maybe scaring them too much.
Right.
The very best in most country is 103.9985, mypigradio.com, and it's the morning show with John, Anna, and friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. And we're continuing our talk this morning with Brittany, Riverview Behavioral Health, and the Jason Foundation. And I'm going to talk a little bit about, you know, the signs that parents and peers may look for in a teen that shows that something's not right, something's not going the way it should.
First thing I want to say is, dealing with teenagers, a lot of these signs, parents are going to be like, oh, well,
that's my teenager.
Yeah.
And so we don't want to overreact, freak our teenagers out. But, you know, a lot of the signs we're looking for is basically just a pure difference in behavior, maybe grades dropping or grades changing, not wanting to hang out with their usual friends, not wanting to do things they usually like to do. More isolation, less eating, more eating, less sleeping, more sleeping, stuff like that. Now, this sounds like your teenager. Like I said, it might just be your teenager, but the barrier there is communication. We've got to talk to them. And for other kids, for other peers, we've got to notice that in our peers.
Mm-hmm.
Because where kids may act different with their parents, stuff like that, because, you know, we're the parents.
Mm-hmm. And there are barriers.
We're not cool.
Yep.
You know, other kids are going to be the ones who notice these changes first.
Right. Yeah. The parents probably be last.
So if they see these changes, how do they help their friend or their child?
For the friends that are comfortable with it, they have that communication with that peer, ask them, hey, man, you know, what's up? Are you okay? Sometimes it's as simple as that. Sometimes it's, are you okay? Sometimes that friend, oh, you know, brush it off. Yeah, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. Da, da, da. If they're still worried about it, and I always say, if it worries you enough to where it came back to your mind, go to an adult. Go to your school counselor. If you don't like your school counselor, go to your teacher, a teacher you like, a coach that you like, something like that. That coach, that teacher, that adult from there can take it. Hopefully they've had a Jason Foundation seminar by me or by another Jason Foundation representative, and they've gotten all the resources that I hand out and I give and we go over. If not, you have Riverview Behavioral Health. You can always contact them and get any resources you want to see what kind of help we can offer, for sure.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You have things set up to help the parents or the guardians or whatever, as well as the patients and the people themselves.
Yes.
Because they've got to be part of the solution.
Yes.
And they're going, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. So that's what you're there for.
Right. We try to set up every patient we talk to, and we try to help. We try to help them set up some kind of discharge plan. We try to get their family involved, even with the adult patients. You know, if they'll let us get their family involved and set them up, you know, this is your resource outside of here. This is a healthy resource. We have a discharge planner at Riverview, and she makes sure they have an outpatient place to go to. So when they get out of here, it's not just good luck, best of luck to you later. It's, hey, in 7 days, you know, 3 days, whatever, go to this therapist. You have an appointment here already. These meds are already called in for you. What else can we do for you to give you the tools that you need when you get out of here to give you the best head start possible?
Right.
And you did say this was National Suicide Prevention Month. Did somebody say that?
Awareness, yes.
Awareness. Well, prevention, awareness. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's fine.
There she goes, being precise again. She knew what I meant.
Apparently it's an issue today.
She knew what I meant. I was close enough in the ballpark there. But anyway, if somebody sees an issue or a problem, and it's deeper than just the normal, oh, that's my kid being my kid, or that's a teen being a teen, what do they need to do to get in touch with you guys?
To get in touch with Riverview, the number is 870-772-5028.
Very responsive Facebook page.
Oh, yeah, and super responsive Facebook page for sure. We try to have someone on there respond at all times. I even get alerts myself when we get a message there. So you may even be talking to me if I get a message on there. If it's imminent it's an emergency crisis, of course, 911 or the suicide hotline.
Yes.
Absolutely. Don't try to look up any numbers just immediately there. They have trained professionals there that will respond as well.
Right. That figure you gave, 122, or
how many teens do we lose each week to suicide?
130 in the ages 10 through 24.
See, that's startling.
10.
That's startling. And so that ought to wake you up a little bit. We've been talking seriously, but we always like to play a little game that's
a
lot lighter.
We did so good last time.
I know, but
we're
going
to do that. 103.9985 mypickradio.com. It's the morning show, John, Anna, and friends, brought to you by Milwaukee Credit Union. They are stronger. They are smarter. They are sensible in the Texarkana area. And we've got Brittany from the Riverview Behavioral Health and the Jason Foundation. She's been talking about helping out young people that need
families.
And families and
adults,
just
everybody.
Adults, but you know, I think you focus a lot on
my specialty is for the kids, for sure.
But so, Riverview helps everyone.
But anyway, let's play a little game here. And the game that happens to be on the agenda for today is called Match the Mouth.
Oh, so, I do so great at this
I'll
one.
Give you
I'm really glad you do.
A quote.
I don't.
I'll give you a quote and then give you three or four people and you decide who said it, okay?
All right.
Quote, I don't do things for the response or the controversy. I just live my life.
Okay.
Okay, did President Trump say that? Senator Chuck Schumer, Rihanna, Amy Schumer, or Kelly Clarkson?
It's either Rihanna or Kelly Clarkson. Which one do you think?
Rihanna.
Okay, we're going to go Rihanna.
Well, Brittany was right, and you went along with her. It's Rihanna. So very good. Number two, quote, no matter what you look like, the key is to always be happy with yourself.
Okay.
Did Catherine O'Hara say that? Is it Zendaya or Zendaya?
Well, it wasn't that person because I don't even know their name.
You know, I've heard of her, but I get it wrong.
Okay.
It's an actress or whatever. Meghan Markle, Adele, or Cher? Who said no matter what you look like, the key is to always be happy with yourself?
Adele.
Once again, she is correct. Number three. Okay.
I can't see it.
Well, good. The quote, the best smell in the world is that man you love. Okay, ladies. Let's see. The best smell in the world is that man you love. Is that Kelly Ripa, Carrie Underwood, Jennifer Aniston, Lisa Kudrow, or Angelina Jolie? The best smell in the world is that man that you love.
I was going between Jennifer and the last one, Angelina, but I'll go with Aniston.
very good.
I'm going to go with
her. I was sitting there going, go
Jennifer.
Go Jennifer. Go Jennifer.
Okay.
Because you got all three right.
Oh, see? Only three?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, pretty. It doesn't make us do more than three on
okay,
this one.
Hey, listen.
Okay. I'm used to a fifth grader last time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You were bracing for more.
I had a son that would have hounded me on it.
I'm pretty amazed because I don't think anybody ever has aced match.
No. See? So. You're phenomenal. Look at you.
Congratulations.
I was guessing. I have a good gut, I guess.
you did very well.
Intuition.
All right. Well, we do want people to heed the words that you're talking about and definitely to look for the signs, especially we're focusing in on the younger people, the kids and the teens. Watch for the signs that they may be having troubles that are more beyond just your normal everyday trouble. And if they see that, don't be afraid, because a lot of people are like, oh, did I make that call?
Yep, you make that call.
Am I going too far with this?
If it causes you worry, make that call. You know, you always want to err on the side of caution here. I mean, because the possible what if there is way too
detrimental.
It's
devastating.
Yeah, you don't want to play with that. And if you're one of those people who are struggling, you make that call. You ask for help. That's the strongest thing you'll ever do. It's one of the hardest and strongest thing you'll ever do, but it is worth it. So make that call.
Relief will be outstanding. Riverview Health will help you.
And Jason Foundation and Brittany and everybody together, they'll at least give you a path.
Yes.
To hopefully get out of the situation that you're in. Thank you so much for coming in, and come back anytime.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.